This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. Don't think about what you don't have today and about your limitations. Think about what you can do today, what you have today, and let's enjoy going to do what you have that you need to do, and also let's enjoy the things that we have, shall we? I have these fabulous people around me every morning. It's wonderful. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all working together with me. I'm Doug Stefan on the DJV program. I was just listening to the ladies talk about The Bachelor. One of the things that I found out, and I'm trying to remember what the source was, I think it may have been one of the late night shows last. No, oh, I know. It was TMZ. The Bachelor apparently has donated sperm, and 146 children have come out of that.
Contestant, right?
Yeah,
I saw that headline.
But. Yeah, so all the contestants, because it's the Bachelorette, so there's a woman who's in charge of picking the winner this time. And so all the contestants put out a little bio, and apparently one of them, that's what he was bragging about. I don't think they actually tell you how many kids come out of sperm donations, so we've decided he's probably just gone to donate sperm 140-something times, which you can decide what that says about him. I'm not a fan, but, you know.
Maybe any number of things. Yes, that's very, very true. All right, so a couple of quick headlines before we get to Jennifer. This fellow who was involved in the church shooting said that he aimed to kill 10 white people. That was his goal in going into this church. And he looks like the sort
of
person.
Which church was this?
Back in 2017... let's see. I'm trying to remember.
About Dylann Roof?
Yeah, I think I am talking about.
Why would he go into a black church to kill white people?
I'm talking about Emmanuel Sampson, who in Nashville yesterday was they're finally getting him to court. Can you imagine that? 2 years ago, he shot up this Nashville church. He wanted to kill this church in South Carolina. He wanted to kill 10 white churchgoers. And the reason he did it is because of a shooting at a black church 2 years before that.
So that was
okay,
the Dylann
that
Roof
was Dylann
one then.
So
yeah.
This was
yeah.
his attempt at, I guess, retaliation.
This was his attempt
did
at
he
retaliation.
Actually. I don't remember this. Did he actually
I don't
kill
either.
Anyone? Or?
Yes. Well, he shot a woman and he wounded 7 other people. Mm. He didn't kill 10. He only shot one.
I mean, obviously terrible regardless, but.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Shows you how when the narrative shifts, though, how we hear certain things about certain shootings and not about others.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
I haven't heard about that one either.
There's been quite a few over the last few years, and sadly, they kind of blend into each other. But
yeah.
Well, that's it. You see, we've become numb to all this stuff. That's part of what I was talking about before regarding news coverage, news and information, that sort of thing. Here's one. 3 wills have been found for Aretha Franklin. What are you going to do about that? One of them was under a cushion on her couch. They were all handwritten documents. They were in her home. 2 of them were written in 2010, and 1 of them was written in 2014. Her lawyers are looking at them to try to figure out what there's no information as to what actually the difference is between the wills. But the one that is, if I understand the law correctly, the last one written is the one that prevails.
Is that the one that was under a
cushion?
That
was the one under a pillow, yes.
I mean, come on. That sounds like somebody's, like, fourth cousin twice removed wrote something and shoved it under a cushion. I don't
know. Surprising that someone
up.
Like Aretha Franklin wouldn't have just a regularly filed will.
She was not good. She didn't file taxes. She wasn't
her
good.
Her estate,
at this.
I think, is going to owe a lot of taxes when they figure it out. Because she did everything in cash.
Yeah. Right. There's not a lot of stuff going on there. And here's a news flash. Dunkin' Donuts says they are not Starbucks. Okay.
Thanks, Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Well, I think they were taking aim with Starbucks because Starbucks has gotten kind of political, and so they were saying they were taking a few hits at Starbucks for becoming political.
That was very good, Jennifer. That was a good wrap on it.
Right?
They are in business to sell ice cream, donuts, and coffee, and to make people happy. They're not in business for any other reason. I kind of would like to think that would be the definition of the DJV program. We're in business to make people happy. I got ice cream. I can spread it around. Don't have any donuts, though. Do we know any policemen? Maybe we could get some donuts. Get it? Excuse me. Hi, Jennifer. Would you like to take it from here?
After that terrible stereotype? Okay, sure. Here we go.
Right.
How are you sleeping? That's a question that many of us ask ourselves about whether or not we're getting enough rest at night. And so now there are some new dangers for you to worry about, because I love to make you all worry.
Nice
that come with a lack of sleep. There's new research out from the University of California, Berkeley, where they do lots of sleeping. And they suggest that poor sleeping habits... That was a little political commentary.
Yes, it was.
That poor sleeping habits can also lead a person, and even those around them, to become more antisocial. This is a new study that finds chronically sleep-deprived people, hello, that's me, feel lonelier and less inclined to be around or engaging with others. They avoid close contact in many of the same ways as those with severe social anxiety. So a lack of sleep on a chronic level kind of mirrors social anxiety. Compounding these problems is that the alienating energy produced by sleep-deprived people actually makes them more socially unattractive to people around them. The study shows well-rested people often feel lonely after a brief encounter with a sleep-deprived person, so you're infectious when you are sleep-deprived and lonely. And it shows that social isolation can actually be contagious in some ways. Mm-hmm. These are some of the findings that are first to show a two-way relationship between sleep loss and social isolation, and that they contribute to what scientists call the global loneliness epidemic that they think is occurring around the globe. So how about that?
I don't think you're that picture at all,
I'm definitely chronically sleep-deprived.
But the other things they just attributed to it, you aren't.
It's because I make other people feel good about themselves.
Well, whatever.
I put on a strong face.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that I don't come off as isolated, lonely, and socially anxious.
Uh-huh. No, not at all.
But it makes sense, though. Like, the anxiety part, if you're sleep-deprived, and especially when it builds chronically, that just makes your anxiety levels heightened for everything. Social anxiety would totally go right along with that.
I get
it makes
anxious
sense.
Just when I'm like, oh, I have a plan on a Sunday night. I'm like, I know I'm not going to get enough sleep again.
Yeah.
I get anxious just thinking about it a week or two in advance.
Mm-hmm. But what I think is most interesting about this study is the fact that it's contagious, because... I think certain people are more empathetic than other people, and I feel like I suck in a lot of people's emotions around me, not by choice, but it just sort of like, you know, you feed on other people's energy. And I think it's interesting that this survey actually acknowledges that when you have someone who you may be fine, you may be sleeping just like a champ and you may be feeling just fine and you may not struggle with anxiety, but the minute you kind of come into close contact with someone who's like this, you're feeling that same way too. I think it's kind of interesting, and it's a good reminder how connected we all are. And, you know, we laugh about it, but putting out good energy, or I just made a little joke about it, putting out good energy is, I think, so important, because we are affecting everybody that's sitting next to us and behind us and living with us and our friends and family. So kind of interesting that there's research to back it up.
It is very interesting, compelling. A couple of more compelling health items after these words. 15 past the hour on the DJV program. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that saves you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to Fork. Text the word Fork to 246-810. That's right, Fork to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word Fork to 246-810.
Hi, I'm Ray Romano. When a soldier returns home, their transition to civilian life should be a time of joy as they reunite with friends and family. But for some veterans, an uninvited guest shows up at that reunion. It's called post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, and it's a battle scar that's no less real than any physical one. Its symptoms can include flashbacks, depression, guilt, and loss of purpose. Many veterans with PTSD suffer in silence, or they may hide their symptoms because of the stigma attached. The fact is, PTSD is a medical condition, and it's treatable. It should be handled with compassion, understanding, and specialized medical care. Our veterans serve to protect us. They're our nation's heroes. Call 1-888-44-SALUTE or go to saluteheroes.org to find out about available resources that can help. You could be saving a life. Thank you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, back to the action here on the DJV program. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, the feds have ordered the Food and Drug Administration, or at least a single federal judge says, you got to start looking into all these e-cigarettes on the market. A lot of public health groups have sued the agency. You may remember us talking about that a week or two ago. The judge is named Paul Grimm. That's an interesting name, Judge Grimm. Remember they used to have the hanging judges in the old days of the West? One of them could have been his great-grandfather, Judge Grimm. Anyway, he ruled that the FDA, I can see the girls' eyeballs are rolling right now into the back of their heads. Judge Grimm ruled that the FDA decision to delay its reviews on e-cigarettes and related products for a couple of years amounted to an abdication of their responsibility. Good for him. He gave the agency and the public health groups 30 days to submit specific plans for moving forward with reviews of these products. These people have been hacked by the industry once again. The Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, meanwhile, the American Academy of Pediatrics and a couple of other groups filed a lawsuit against the FDA, saying the lack of regulation on e-cigarette products has contributed to a large increase in underage vaping and sicknesses and things related to that. Last year, for example, 3.6 million high school, junior high school students, they said they were using these e-cigarette, these vaping products. After the ruling, the group said in a joint statement, it's now the FDA's responsibility to take immediate action to protect our youngsters and require manufacturers to apply to the FDA if they want to keep their products on the market. Well, there's a side view of that. It's also parents' responsibility to know what their children are doing. If your child smells like tobacco,
the problem. There is no smell. That's one of the biggest problems. You're going to have to strip search your kid. I mean, and if you want to do that, that's fine, but I'm just saying, like, back in the day when I was in high school and we were sneaking cigarettes left and right, my dad caught me immediately and that was the end of that. So, but it's not like that anymore. And this stuff is so much more toxic and so much more dangerous. Give it 2 or 3 years. We're going to start seeing kids with serious lung problems in college. Yep.
Yeah, right. We don't need those. 21 after the hour here on the ever-loving DJV program.
Oh, yeah.
many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The world of music now on the DJV program, 23 and change at the hour. This focus first on Whitney Houston with the ladies, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and you and me, remembering fondly a lot of the great music from Whitney Houston. And now the announcement has been made by her estate, I guess that's who's responsible for this, that there's a new hologram tour scheduled. Bass Hologram partnering with the estate to create this new hologram tour. They have actually worked pretty closely with Houston's sister-in-law, Pat Houston, who is the sole executor of the estate. Production company says they're going to present an evening with Whitney to audiences starting early next year. Each step of the way, every decision, Pat Houston and the estate are side by side with us, said the CEO of Bass, Brian Becker.
This is so gross.
We're in the studio now on the set shooting. It's very important for us to have their input. They take the responsibility seriously. So it's just a money grab.
It's disgusting. It's you know, what are you doing? I don't like this idea at all. You're going to put a projection up on the screen. She's dead. That's
well,
it.
But the hologram stuff is actually the Roy Orbison one, the Buddy Holly. Like,
I think
there
it all
are,
sucks.
Yeah, the Amy Winehouse one.
There's one.
I don't
on
know.
Elvis.
Creepy. For me, I think this is just a little bit weird with Whitney. I don't know. There's something that it's an off note for me with Whitney on this one. The other ones I can kind of understand, but
Maria Callas?
It's
who's
people making money off of dead people. It's like the most disgusting thing.
But that's what does that. You know, the Elvis estate makes more money for wife and
Elvis
the kids now than they did when they were alive. Michael Jackson
Elvis
as well.
Elvis had created something that I think he wanted people to come in and see, and they made that museum. This is not a museum. This is actually taking the image of a dead person and putting it on stage for a bunch of dummies who are going to go see a film of a dead person singing. I don't understand that.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is this is a huge money grab because Houston's estate just gave up 50% control. So they've got a new publishing deal. There's going to be apparently a new film or a movie about her, and I don't know. It definitely
well, that makes sense.
Like a money grab.
In this era of all of these musicians, you're going to see tons of these musicians.
The biopics
and movies.
Yeah.
Look, the movies I get, and you have actors and actresses telling a story, that's fine. But you're trying to sell tickets to something that doesn't exist anymore. I mean, the music lives on, but you might as well go sit in a dark room and close your eyes and listen to the music.
So who plays Whitney Houston in the movie?
So distasteful.
Jennifer Hudson? Who plays her in the movie?
She's playing Aretha. They've got to find somebody else besides Jennifer Hudson.
Lars is not one of those two little twerpy kids that's been at all those concerts. Sweet. All right, let's see. What do we have next up here? Looks like Madonna is in the... every day we seem to be floating a Madonna story. She has extended her Madame X theater tour and added some residencies in four more cities. The North American tour meeting the demand for her concerts. Apparently they haven't been listening to her sing lately. But she's going into smaller venues, more intimacy with the fans. She set dates for many residencies in four cities. Let's see, New York's Howard Gilman Opera House. She's added five more shows to the residency there. Extended her visits in Chicago and Los Angeles at the Wiltern. Now, I like that the Wiltern is a theater that I kind of think is pretty cool, actually. It's on the corner of Western and Wilshire, and it's an old-style L.A. kind of, what would you say? It's Art Deco-y kind of, Jennifer?
Probably, yeah.
Not in a great section of town, but...
No, it's a cool location.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting. After that, she's going to embark on a European tour with Madame X residences in Lisbon, Paris, and London. The album Madame X arrives the 14th of next month. Madonna so far releasing Medellin, Crave, Future, and I Rise from this 14th studio album. 28 after the hour.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Plain States continue to get clobbered by severe weather, with more tornadoes touching down yesterday, including in Oklahoma. Luckily, no reports of serious injury or deaths. There were also strong storms yesterday in parts of Texas. Roger Edwards is at the Storm Prediction Center.
There were several reports of baseball-sized hail in areas near Midland and in Fisher County, Texas, and even up into the Eastern Panhandle near Wellington.
He was speaking to Fox News. Forecasters say more severe weather will impact the plains in the Midwest today. The death of a teenager from Guatemala has been reported at a South Texas U.S. Border Patrol station. Customs and Border officials say the 16-year-old was discovered dead during a welfare check yesterday. She'd been in the U.S. for a week after being captured for illegal entry. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Companionship business here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn offering her companionship. Victoria Keelan, her companionship. Kara Schillen, her companionship. And I'm Doug Steffen with my companionship. This is a throwback for those of you who have been around listening to radio for a long time. This is, for lack of any other better way of describing it, a throwback to what was, in my youth, called personality radio. There are some really strong, warm personalities that made it. And there are others like Howard Stern, Shock Jocks, Bubba the Love Sponge, those characters that were a different cut, but they were still strong personalities. And I think Howard is probably an attestation as to how that continues. And there are a few programs like this that have strong personalities, men and women together, who are doing their best to bring you an overview of the world that may not be what you would get in just some meat and potatoes. This is the news. Although, this is the news. Tariffs on everyday items. We're going to have price hikes at the retail level like we haven't seen for quite a long time, actually. Especially about the time you get to back to... Oh, I don't even want to say this. Do I want to say back to...
No. That's... No.
The holiday season?
We haven't even gotten out yet.
I know.
I know. But that's where you're going to feel...
But you're referring probably to Nike and Adidas have been very vocal about how this is going
Among
to
others.
Really affect their businesses.
Yeah. Well, Macy's has been very vocal about it as well in general. And I don't know where we are on all this. Perhaps there's a... There'll be a verdict fairly soon. Speaking of verdicts, the Monsanto verdict, this is what will drive you nuts, drives me a little nuts as well. People are questioning the Monsanto backers, the Monsanto lovers, the Bayer addicts, B-A-Y-E-R, are questioning these verdicts that have come down and whether or not they're based on science or emotion. When people present their health history in court, and you look at some of these people and what they've been through, how they've suffered, the juries say, yep, okay, let's give them what they want. So whether it's $2 billion for this person because they were killed by Roundup or whatever, now the Monsanto PR machine is out there banging away, and it has these folks like the big newspapers that love to take money from Bayer and Monsanto, the Washington Post, the Miami Herald, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, Chicago Tribune, Boston Globe, all of them are now asking the question, is the Monsanto verdict backed by science? You grubby, just dirty, no good. All of these people, they present themselves, all the news that fit to print. You lying SOBs.
Well, now, I do think, though, in fairness, I do think it's a question worth asking. However, I'm on the side of I don't really care what happens to Bayer and Monsanto, because I think that what they're doing is just peddling toxins and they're harming more people than good.
Ruining life for us on the planet. That's what they're
but
doing.
I do understand the everyday people even asking the question of, well, are these verdicts based on science? Or
because Monsanto will ask that question.
You see these huge amounts. Was it $240 million to that first guy, the gardener?
Yep.
And then there was
$2 million to the next one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I understand asking the question.
People are angry about this, though, Victoria. People are angry that these guys get away with it and they have so much influence. That's partially
that.
What
I'm
this
on their
is
side
as well.
On
yeah. All right. The other thing is from Dee Snider. Remember him from Twisted Sister? How many people remember?
I know who he is. Oh, yeah, for sure.
How could you forget?
Right. He said yesterday at a rally, we're a pro-people rights group.
We're pro-people.
We're pro-people. No, they're pro-rights, people's rights, right to choose. He said that's the litmus. Say it again, Doug. There it is. The litmus test for using that song. Remember he asked Donald Trump to stop using this song during the campaign? But he says if you're pro-choice, you can use the song all day long, any way you want to. But if you're not pro-choice, forget about it.
You know, a lot of artists have the same argument, whether it's a candidate that they don't agree with or like, you know, that starts using their song without permission. But I think legally, I don't really know if there's much recourse. Yeah, I don't know if you really can.
Yeah, unless someone's making a profit off of the song, I don't think there's anything they can do about it.
Maybe if they follow the politician long enough, they could find them making a profit. Oops, did I just say that? All right, Victoria, what do you have from your news box?
Well, if we head over to the UK, there's kind of an interesting health story. Last week, one of the health boards in Wales launched a pilot program that equips general practitioners with six-month bike share memberships to actually write as prescriptions. So, if you go to the doctor in the UK under this new pilot program, And you have whatever your issues are of whatever your, if you've got some aches and pains or if you've got some heart disease on the horizon, whatever it may be, you may end up with a bicycle prescription. And they say that the UK has been trying to look into alternative therapies. Art therapy is something that they've been recommending to a lot of people with, you know, anxiety and panic attacks and things like that. They also have tried to get people out just to get moving more, because as we know, around the world, we're more sedentary than we've ever been. And so
Americans.
Doctors, globally, in every developed country, we are more sedentary. And so obviously part of this prescription bicycling program is to help people lose weight, to lower their risk for heart disease. They also point out that most of the world's healthiest cities all are super bike friendly. And so, and that's not hard to imagine, because you see bike shares all over New York City and probably all over California.
I tripped over one yesterday coming out of,
Those scooters are different. You're not really getting exercise.
Oh, I know where it was. It was, Megan and I were driving Miles to school yesterday morning, and right in order to get into the place where the school is, there's a sort of parking lot where you can put your bikes. And there were a bunch of these orange, you've seen them, Jennifer, around, these orange bikes. And now, and I think those are the motorized
the
ones.
The one that I've seen a lot are the green ones. They're called Lime.
Yeah, right. But there's orange ones, too, around.
Yeah, but like regular bicycles, though, not the motorized ones.
Oh, yeah, not the scooter. Yeah, and they're just annoying, though. People just leave them everywhere.
They just dump them on the ground. Right,
It's like such a weird
When we were in Nashville a couple months ago, they were everywhere. The birds, they're just in the middle of the street. And it's like, did someone have an accident and they just left it here? Or what happened? You don't know what happened. It just looks like kind of bicycling carnage everywhere.
It makes you wonder how they keep them in decent shape, because people do bang them around and just, I don't know. I stepped over one
a
couple
so
of Saturdays
selfish?
Ago going to a play. Right.
Isn't that selfish in a sense? When you get right down to it, brass tacks.
But you need something till you need something, and then you just throw it out. That's kind of the mentality.
Lovely. Our most recent podcast.
Yeah. Get off of my lawn, kids.
At djvshow.com. Yeah. At Jennifer's neighborhood. I was noticing a lot of grass is already turning brown in Southern California, even though there's some rain over the weekend.
It got really green again after the rain, but it was already really brown.
Getting brown again.
And
anyway, in the most recent
growth.
Podcast, djvshow.com, we talk about the Game of Thrones and the finale. We've got our own twist on it, like pretty much everybody else does. There's this, the studies of what the bottles did and the mistakes the editors of the show, all that kind of stuff. It's fun to get our take on things. That's why we do these podcasts. There's also, in this podcast, new study that shows ER waiting times skyrocketing around the country. And then we focus on the sexiest accents in the U.S. I remember Maine is number 4. That's what they say.
Maine was number 4?
Number 4. Aya.
Wow. Also, glad you remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. Am I right, Jennifer? You did the story. I think I
remember,
was right.
I remember Boston was number 2.
Yeah, Boston was 2.
Maine. Yeah, I think Maine was 4. There's also an update in the podcast, the ongoing case of the Las Vegas shootings. MGM Resorts are expected to pay out $1 billion in all those lawsuits. Good God. Cape Cod residents getting back in arms about the new shark merchandise that they're claiming is offensive to shark bite victims. I'm just sorry. If everybody's offended by something. Well, and the podcast will focus on Steve Harvey losing his TV slot to Kelly Clarkson. CVS has revealed a new plan to focus on self-care routines for shoppers. A lot of that stuff going on. A recent podcast, we focus on Southwest Airlines kicking a passenger off the plane. I think that that's something that ought to get repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated. So anyway, details from that conversation, many of these conversations, in the podcast that are archived at djvshow.com. So if you like us and you don't hear everything we're talking about, it's a good way to get caught up. You can follow us, as I said, djvshow.com. Follow us on social media at facebook.com/djvshow or on Twitter at djvshow. And we're always streaming as well at djvshow.com. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day. You're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things. You don't have a lot of drive and performance. Then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted. This will fix that. You're not performing like you used to. NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
May 27th is Memorial Day, and in preparation, University of Phoenix will plant 15,000 flags on the Phoenix campus lawn for its 10th straight year. Brian Ishmael, Senior Director of the University of Phoenix Office of Military and Veteran Affairs and former Army Sergeant, has more.
For me, as a combat veteran, and many veterans across the country, this tribute is personal. There are names, faces, and memories connected to these flags.
A recent University of Phoenix survey found that only about half of U.S. adults know the true purpose of the day, to honor the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces.
There are lots of simple ways to observe this day of remembrance, including leaving a flag or flowers on the grave of someone who died serving in the U.S. Armed Forces, attending a local ceremony or patriotic event, flying a flag at half staff, or aiding a family who lost someone serving in the U.S. Armed Forces.
To learn more, visit phoenix.edu.
Hey moms out there, with Mother's Day here, it's time you put you and your health first. After all, you're the one who takes care of everyone else. If losing weight is a part of your health plan, then check out what women are saying about Calitrin.
Within about a month and a half, I started noticing a difference. My clothes started fitting loose. I couldn't believe that you could actually take a supplement and have better bone and joint pain go away with weight loss.
My name's Kathy, and I've taken care Calitrin since probably about April. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14, almost to a size 12. And it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication.
See, you could do it too. Just visit Calitrin's website at toploss.com. That's toploss.com. And use the promo code MOMWIN. That's M-O-M-W-I-N to save on shipping.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Doug, Jen, and Victoria here on the DJV program. What's it like to be rich?
Don't ask me.
Why are you asking?
I know.
Well, I think I'm curious as to my interest was piqued as I watched the sort of a new version of the old Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous on the plane coming. I get so many different experiences. I don't take a lot of time to watch a lot of TV. Once in a while, at night on the couch, Daisy and I will sit and watch a program or so. But it's not like the things I'm really focused in. I watch and listen to the things that are on the plane. And there was an overview. It was one of those channels analyzing what it takes to be rich in various places. Like in San Francisco, you're considered rich if you have $4 million. Is that would does that sound like it makes sense? LA maybe the same, Jennifer? What do you think? Is rich $4 million? Yeah.
Probably, I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be nice for sure.
Boomers in New York City and Washington say $3.5 million makes them rich. Mm.
That's so crazy to me. Anyone who makes like over $100,000 to me is rich.
But is this the poverty line in San Francisco?
Yeah, right.
But is this what you're making a year or what your assets are?
No, it's what you make a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're making
that crazy?
A year.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a good sized chunk of cash. There it is, boys and girls. We've just decided what it's like to be rich. Here you can depend on us on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax $10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Calendar, that is the day of the week that would bring us around to having us understand it's time for more discussion. Always is a good time, actually, for discussion of your health and well-being, all kinds of issues every day, from the warning about LED lighting to things like depression. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from the website ForbiddenDoctor.com and his clinic in Salt Lake City. Brought to you by Sierra Sil, and I'll tell you what that'll do for you after Jack and I have a conversation. Let's start with depression and how it develops. Because you're not only a Nooka chiropractor, but you're a GAPS practitioner. You're looking at it from that angle, it would appear.
Well, it is. And being GAPS, Gut and Psychology Syndrome, is what the GAPS stands for. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and search GAPS, you'll get a ton of information on this. And it's the relationship between the health of the gut and the health of the brain. And in a study that was just recently published in Nature Microbiology, these researchers were looking at the poop of more than 1,000 people who were enrolled in this Flemish Gut Flora Project. And a lot of the aspects of medical exploration right now is moving towards the gut, finally. you know, 2,400 years ago, Hippocrates understood this. But they've known for some time that the intestine has a nervous system of its own. Mm-hmm. Because your intestine...
Like the heart does.
Well, yes. And the way the nervous system works in connection with the gut is based on the health of the gut. Mm-hmm. And the health of the gut is based on how we treat it by what we eat and what we might not be eating. And there's very similar neurotransmitters manufactured in the gut that find its way to the brain. And when there's problems with the gut, and we call that gut dysbiosis, in other words, the biosis, the biotic, the life aspect of the gut is somehow disaffected, it will definitely affect the brain. And this study showed that people who were suffering from depression had persistent low levels of certain types of gut bacteria. Over 1,000 people is more than just an indication. It's a good trend. So it comes back around. The healthier the gut, the healthier the brain.
Wonderful to understand how the gut works from your perspective as somebody who is an expert in this area. I think that's one of the things that gives you so much credibility when it comes to sort. And you've been saying this for years on this program, that gut health will predicate everything else that goes on in your body. You have poor gut health, you will not be, I think it stands to reason, but everything that goes on in your body does start, health or lack thereof, will start down the gut. You've got to feed your body, you've got to feed your brain, you've got to feed your emotion, you've got to feed everything.
Well, that's true. Yeah. And when you consider your gut is your barrier to the outside world, even though it's inside of you, because this is a hollow tube from your mouth all the way to the bottom is a hollow tube. And what you eat, what you digest, and what you eliminate as waste is passing through this hollow tube.
I wondered who was collecting the poop, though, for this study.
Well, you know, it's just... There's a part of the hospital laboratory that's looking at that kind of stuff all the time. You know, they've got these little...
It's the poop department!
Yes, with big exhaust fans.
Yes, let's hope so.
But it tells you what... You look at the blood to see what's in the blood.
I had my poop examined this year for the first time in a long time, and told me a lot that I didn't know.
So did Mary and myself.
Yeah, exactly.
And you see what's growing in there. There's a lot of healthy stuff, but there's some bad stuff you need to pay attention to.
Some people may be saying it's too much information. It's poop talk! Yes. All right. Jack, brought to you by Sierrasil. If you have joint aching as you get older, we all have problems like that because of injuries. You played a lot of sports in your life, a lot of exercising, or maybe you're just too heavy and you're not moving around. Whatever the reason for joint aches and pains, here's the newest way to deal with pain in your neck. Yes, you're a pain in the neck. You have a pain in your neck. Knees, hands, back, shoulder, ankles. Do what I've been doing. Try Sierrasil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days. That's why it's called Sierrasil Joint Formula 14. So you'll feel better. Actually, for me, it started about 5-6 days. My knees move easier. My hips are feeling much better. Don't let the joint aches like my ankle ache. Oh, what a pain. Try my choice for relief. Joint Formula 14. Get it at achefree.live. achefree.live. Special deal, $27.99 using the DJV code at achefree.live. Normally $39. Get it specially at achefree.live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.